Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar back with us. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer, and he's in charge of the Chief Home Office. He's the author of Home Office Know-How, also Safe at Home, also Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's got an outstanding website. The SBA considered him to be pretty special because they gave him the Small Business Journalist of the Year once upon a time, and he's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
One of the things that's really heating up right now, and I know it's been heating up for a lot of people for a long time, but it seems to be really catching fire right now and gaining a lot of critical mass, Jeffrey, is social media. And you and I have talked about this a little bit some in the past about various elements of social media. But I think today, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about how to be discerning with regard to social media.
Absolutely.
Would that be a good way to say it? How to be discerning in which, because there are many options that you have. Let's do the catalog, Jeffrey. I'm going to say the ones that I know, and I know I don't know all of them, so you can catch the rest of them. We got MySpace, which is typically, I think, for the younger kids, right?
For the most part, that and sort of bands and the like. If you have a professional presence, you want to have out there as well.
All right. And then Facebook is. I know a lot of professionals who really benefit from Facebook. They tell me they do. Then you've got LinkedIn, which is typically seen as more as a business professional type of a thing, not so much the social, although there's social there, but a lot of professional type of networking done there.
Right.
And then what else we got?
Well, you have LinkedIn, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, which we've spoken a lot about. You have Flickr. You have your blog.
Well, time out. All right, now we know about Twitter. We've talked about Twitter, but I don't know much about Flickr.
Flickr is a social media site.
Isn't that a horse?
Excuse me?
Isn't that a horse?
A horse, yes.
No, that's
exactly.
Flickr. No, that was Flickr, right?
Yeah. For the equestrian set here.
That was Flickr, okay.
Flickr is a site you use when you are for posting photographs. So when I did my home office highway tour this summer, I posted photographs, and so you can put photographs up there. I mean, Dig is a social media site. Tribe.
Yeah, I've heard of Dig. I've heard of Dig. What is that about?
Dig is D-I-G-G. Dig is when you find something you like, you'll click on it as a. It often is one of if you're at like USA Today might use it, and some other sort of mainstream media might use it. Put it across the bottom of an article. If you like this article, if you dig this article, click on it. You dig it. You raise its rank, mm-hmm. and you sort of tell your people
right.
and others that it has some relevance or some
right.
importance or interest.
We allow people to do that on our website to. When they go to an article that we have or something like that.
Absolutely. You know, because that's the goal of this Web 2.0 concept. Web 2.0 is sort of user-generated content, not just by me on my site or you on your site, but the people who visit our respective sites are able to post comments, are able to comment on our stuff, or they're able to dig it or, you know, pass it along to other people.
But there's also Yahoo Buzz. There's also Delicious.
In Delicious, for example, was one of the first ones. You know, we can't forget, for example, YouTube, which is a classic social media site where you post your own videos. And the cool thing about YouTube, aside from posting a video, if you go to chiefhomeofficer.com at the very top, I have a little TV sort of station that I've created, my own YouTube network, my own YouTube channel that has about a dozen videos that I've done about different aspects of home mm-hmm. officing. So you can take these things and with very simple applications, you know, turn them into powerful, and let's get away from the phrase social media so it doesn't sort of confuse people. You can turn them into very powerful communications tools.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a way to market your brand to other people in ways that are becoming increasingly accepted, for the better or for worse, depending on the media, you know, the actual tool that you're using. They're increasingly accepted and embraced out there. And the thing is, well, you know, you and I have had conversations, we'll get into that, as to which are best for whom and why to use what, and whether some are overblown and, you know, we can't find ROI on them. But the thing is, if your customers are using them, then you might want to be using them. You might think
newspapers are
dead, but if your customers are reading newspapers, then you might be want to be running your
ads
in there.
Well, the thing that I think is intimidating for a business owner who isn't a digital native, you know, somebody who's got maybe one gray hair, you know, and it's premature, but and they're trying to decide, you know, okay, in my business, I'm hearing a lot about social media, I'm hearing a lot about social networking, and I know about all these sites, but what's the best thing for me to, where's the best thing for me to be with my own business? And, you know, of course, I talked to somebody the other day who's a professional, and she told me that LinkedIn wasn't good for her, but Facebook was.
Right.
And I'm not sure I know how to, I wouldn't know how to advise somebody one way or the other. I guess the thing is kind of like, you know, all the flavors of ice cream. You
right.
find the one that works for you and buy that one.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing an article on this for my...
But it also doesn't have to be either or, does it?
No, it certainly does. Now, you don't want to be all things to all people, and in that respect, be, you know, have a presence on all social media, because you will spend all your time both servicing these social media and wondering where ROI is going to come from, where your return on investment is going to come from. But I'm doing an article for my marketing column for the South Florida Business Journal, and, you know, I'm picking the brains of some of the social media and internet folk down here, and some of the ideas that are coming up is, you know, pick one or pick two that seem to suit you and your audience best.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, do you get a lot of people asking you if you're on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
LinkedIn is
mm-hmm.
not very serious, but it's a more business-focused, and it's not a social network in the sense of you're posting your comments, you're doing, I mean, you are and you can, but it's not Facebook in that respect that you wake up and you say, I'm up. You know, I'm going to work this morning,
right.
I'm going to get my hair cut, or I'm, you know, going, someone I know who uses Facebook, you know, will talk about business concepts on there. You know, I'm going into a meeting, I've prepped by doing this, this, and this, you know, but by the same token, Facebook, if you think it's all business, my kids are on Facebook, so
well,
you got to think about where the return may be.
Exactly, and if you're in business, that return thing, that return on investment of your time and... That's a big deal. When we come back, I want to talk about that. And also, what kind of productivity are we losing if we're doing a lot of social networking? Is there a downside to that? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just go there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can link to my blog from there. You can link to my knowledge base from there, askjim.biz. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there off the homepage. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll do that. It's easy to subscribe and even easier to unsubscribe if you decide you don't like it after a while. You can also see a sample there, by the way. And don't forget all the other things that we do there, including all the great information that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years. Right there on, he's easy to find, especially this week. And, of course, any other week, we make all of our stuff easy to find. And I hope you'll use it to your advantage, because we built it for you and we offer it for free. Jeffrey, we need your website too, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
So they can, now you've got your own... blog there, and
they can go to my blog, they can go to my Twitter, they can see my Facebook, they can find my MySpace.
They can find your book there.
They can find all sorts of stuff
there, more than
they ever wanted to know about Jeff.
One of the things, Jeffrey, that I've been, we're talking about social networking, social media, one of the things that I've really been troubled by is how does a business convert social networking, social media scene, the landscape? How do we invest time and maybe even a little bit of money into that and come up with any kind of a return on investment. And that's a real squishy thing to try to come up with right now, isn't it?
It is, and my best guess is, and my answer is that you really have to look at social media as if it were PR. It's not advertising. It's not running a coupon or a promotion that's going to make someone walk into your store today or tomorrow or react on a special offer on your website immediately, you know, use this code and get 20% off. It is getting your name out there and your brand out there among people. It is not going to drive, it might drive traffic, but it won't necessarily drive sales in the near term. But it's a brand builder. It's building awareness about who you are. It's getting your name out in the community among your
people. And it's also the way to reach certain demographics, because we got a lot of folks out there, millions and tens of millions of folks who don't read newspapers.
Exactly. So you're going to reach them
there.
That's not to say that this should be exclusive of other marketing, as we've said before. If your people are reading newspapers, you got to be reading newspapers. But if you realize some of them are going to movies a lot, you may want to run a movie, you know, yep. on screen ad at your local movie theater. I mean, there's all different ways to reach this audience, and social media is one of them.
Yeah, that the first thing that, and I've recommended this before, Jeffrey, is if you really want to know how to be doing something the right way on this in this area is to assign a young person to it. You know, and I say young person, I'm talking about somebody who's probably no older than 25 or 6.
Right.
Would you agree with that, Jeff?
Either that.
I know you're pretty savvy, and you're not a pup anymore. But still, these digital natives they got this stuff down.
Well, the guy who does my website is in his late 20s. I mean, the guy who's done a lot of the work with him is, you know, they're in their 20s and early 30s. And mm-hmm. I would agree with that. That's not to say there aren't consultants or people who are a little older who know it, but it's a difference between hiring somebody and getting somebody who just lives this space. I mean, yeah,
right.
You talk to the 20-somethings, what they call the millennials in your office or that you know out there, and, you know, you want somebody to program your VCR, talk to a teenager, you know what I mean? Because they don't read the book to learn how to do it. They just know. And
yeah.
That's the best way to, you know, when I can't understand something about Facebook, I go ask Zach, my 15-year-old. And I say, how do I do this, and what's the difference between this and that? You know, I might not go to a peer who might know it, but I seem like an idiot in the process. I go to my son because he knows I'm an idiot. So,
but
you know.
at the same time, though, there are two issues here. How do I reach out to people in the social media? And I think these are we're not providing maybe so much the answers, but the questions to ask.
Right.
How do I get an ROI on? And make sure that I'm represented and that I'm not conspicuous in my absence on these
right.
social networking environment. But the other thing is, though, Jeffrey, is that I'm concerned about how much time these employees who are that age
right.
might be spending doing that for themselves instead of doing the work. I think that puts a lot of business owners off, too. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to, in as much as you used to set up, you know, web surfing protocols in your employee handbook and say you are not allowed to surf certain sites, it mm-hmm. may get to the point that you have to shut down. If you feel there's, you know, let's say we start with a level of trust that your employees won't do it, but if you see productivity fall off or every time you walk by, you see them, you know, either on it or you see them quickly doing a few keystrokes, you know, that mm-hmm. you know, sort of to hide it, Alt-Tab and hide the screen, then you may have to shut down access to certain websites. But, you know, we start with a level of trust, but you're right. These things can be addicting, and you can spend, even as a 40-something here,
right.
My kids chide me for being on Facebook too much. Just because I'm there doesn't mean that I'm, you know, that it's an open screen.
That's the story you're sticking to, right?
Pardon?
That's the story you're sticking to, right?
That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. But I think if there's one message, you know, a lot of people listening might think, oh, this is too much. This is beyond me. I can't understand this. Just learn. Find out where your people are out there. Don't be afraid to ask and do something. Just if you think you're missing something, just learn about social media, start to dabble,
I think is for sure, Jeffrey, is there might be some downside to doing it, but there's a lot of downside to being absent. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.